Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Nidupadi Karunena Shri Sachinandanena Twai Kapati Satopi Twat Priyanarpitosmiti Kalumama Yogya Yogitam tamagrinan nijanikata nivasam dehi gobudanatvam nijanikata nivasam dehi gobudanatvam vanchakalpatarubhischa kripasindubhya evacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So, I want to thank His Holiness Sachinandan Maharaj and Bharijan Prabhu and Mother Jagat Tarini for kindly giving me some opportunity to be here. It's a little bit of a painful thing in a way for me every year. It's always very sweet and also very difficult. Because I'm a very junior person, both in terms of age and years in this society, and what to speak of in terms of spiritual qualities to these great personalities. So we're here because we're trying to do some service. My Guru Maharaj once told me that if someone asks you to speak, you must. He said, you have no choice. So Sachinandan Maharaj and Bharijan Prabhu have tried to engage us something and in their service, so we're trying to do the best we can. If somehow it pleases them, we'll be very happy. This year, we thought to speak something about the wives of the Yajna Brahmins, and Mother Prashanta also didn't give the title that I gave it. She didn't speak it just now. Her title was Escaping Religion and Coming to God, Krishna's Mercy on the Wives of the Yajna Brahmins. I think for many people in this world who have taken to spiritual life, there's a great dilemma between institutionalism and devotional feeling in the heart. I saw some survey that was done a few years ago in America, and they found that that year or so, 34 million people that they interviewed described that they had left religion, but after leaving their religion, they said they felt closer to God. So Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in his Chaitanya Sikshamrita and his Krishna Sanghita, he speaks about Krishna Leela in a very interesting way, which is not hasn't been done by our previous acharyas. What he does is he makes it very practical for us. Because sometimes reading all these things about Krishna seems a little strange to us. I remember I first saw pictures from Krishna book when I, in like 1974, I think. We were young boys playing in some abandoned house and we saw some pictures from the book that some hippies or someone had posted on the walls of that house. And I remember standing and looking at those pictures for so long and trying to figure out what in the world is going on. I could see there was some common theme in them, and this must be some spiritual thing, but I just couldn't understand how this little blue boy and what is all this. So it can be very theoretical. But Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he divides Krishna's pastimes into two different divisions, which he calls Nityalila and Naimittik Lila. And his Naimittik Lila, he says, represent different obstacles in devotion. And by describing how the different leelas, his different occasional pastimes of Krishna and Braj, correspond to different obstacles in our devotion, Thakur Bhaktivinoda has done us a great favor. He speaks about Braj Leela, or about Krishna Leela, I should say, in three different divisions. Krishna in Braj, Krishna in Mathura, and Krishna in Dwarka. And we know from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami that Krishna in Dwarka is Purna, he's complete. But Krishna in Mathura is Purnatara, he's more complete, and Krishna in Braj is Purnatama. He's the most complete. And Bhaktivinoda, he adds an extra element to that. He says that in Braj, Krishna is most complete because the love is most complete. Krishna manifests himself according to the love of his devotees. Yayatam mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. He reciprocates accordingly. And Bhaktivinoda indicates that when that love of Braj becomes mixed with some gyan, some knowledge of God's position, that represents akrura. Akrura is a devotee of Krishna, and he comes to take Krishna away. And he takes him to Mathura. And Thakur Bhaktivinoda says that Mathura represents the place of Gyanamishra Bhakti, or bhakti that's mixed with knowledge of Krishna's opulence and position. And the leader of Mathura is Kamsa. And Kamsa, Thakur Bhaktivinoda says, represents the head of mundane religion. That's a long discussion. We gave a long class about that this year in Goloka Dham in Germany. Who is Kamsa? Who is really his father? He's not the son of Ugrasena. That's another long discussion. But Kamsa, he seems like a religious person. Actually, Kamsa knows Dharma Shastra like anything. He knows how to behave properly. He knows all about Vanashram, these different activities. And Kamsa, though, he's not appreciative of Krishna. Kamsa wants to stop the genuine religious desire of the spiritual aspirants in this world. So to kill that, he sends Putana. And Bhaktivinoda and Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati say that Putana represents the false guru, which is the first obstacle that everyone has to overcome in spiritual life. And I can say with confidence, and I'm sure that all of you in this room have had one or more false gurus in your life, whether it was your parents or your elder brother or a teacher in school or a priest in the church. But there was someone who told you, you don't need to be so spiritual, you just be satisfied with this. Kamsa has two wives. They're the daughters of Jarasandha. Those two wives are Asti and Prapti. And Bhaktivinoda doesn't comment on this, but if you contemplate the meaning of their names, it's very interesting. Asti, which is a saying, is an expression in Bengali and Oriya. They say, Asti, Asti. It means take it easy, relax, everything's okay. This is one of the wives of mundane religion. Everything's okay. You don't have to. Why do you have to pray to God every day? You just go to the church once a week and give some money and everything will be okay. This is one of the wives of mundane religion. The second wife is Prapti. Prapti means to acquire something. I remember once I was selling books in the motor vehicle department in Santa Monica, California. And some person came up to me and said, hey, you should chant this mantra, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo. And if you chant this, you'll get anything you want. And I chanted it, and I got a guitar, and I got a girlfriend. Very good. So that's one of the wives of mundane religion. That you just come, and you be a life member. You give some money. You belong to the church. And you'll get whatever you want. You'll get a nice job. You'll get money. You'll get anything like that. So each one of these different naimittic leelas, the killing of the demons and the swallowing of the forest fire, etc., that Krishna performs represents different obstacles in our devotion. And the pastime of Krishna's mercy on the yajna, the wives of the yajna brahmins, is a very significant pastime because it indicates this dynamic tension between organized religion or institutionalism, which has lost the vision of the essential point of it, which is to love God, and
the wives of the Yajna Brahmins who, as Sukadev Goswami says, they didn't have second initiation, they weren't very learned, but they had darshan of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he said in one room conversation in San Francisco in 1st of April 1969, that is the best form of religion, which performing one becomes elevated to devotional service of the Lord, not religious formalities. One has to test by the results. Phalena parichate. You are Christian, I'm Hindu, or he's a Mohammedan. That's all right. You are very good, I'm very good, and he's very good. But what is the result of your following religion? Have you attained love of God? Simply, I go to the church, I go to the temple, and I do all kinds of nonsense. I have no love for God. I have love for my Maya. That is useless. It doesn't matter whether you're Hindu or Christian or Muslim or anything. The Bhagavat says, Savaipum Samparo Dharmo. That religion is best by which you develop love of Godhead. If by following any type of religion you get this result, then you performed your religious principle very nicely. So this lesson is there in this pastime with the wives of the Yajna Brahmins. And we want to explore this. We're not going to have little short time, so we're not going to go so in depth in it. But we want to ask some questions. Who were these wives of the Yajna Brahmins? Who were they in their previous life? How is it that they got to have darshan of Krishna and their husbands didn't? And how is it that these wives, they went to see Krishna and they came back and told their husbands, and then their husbands became full of lamentation, oh, we're so foolish, we made such a big mistake. But they still couldn't go to see Krishna. Why not? What is the difference? And why is it that Shukadev Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the wives of the Brahmins became the gurus of their husbands. What does that mean? This is a very significant thing to contemplate. It's also very significant that the next pastime, after Krishna's delivering the wives of the Yajna Brahmins, is a Govardhan Leela. And the Govardhan Leela in this account also has some similarity in the pastime. There's a story you may know. In the 1930s, there were a group of smarta Brahmins who were posing as Vaishnavas, and they challenged the pure Vaishnavas, headed by Thakur Bhaktivinoda and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And they were criticizing pure Vaishnavism. And they said that unless you're born in a Brahmin family, you can't be a guru, you can't get love of God, you can't be a devotee, unless you come to someone born in a Brahmin family. And they said at that time that Raghunath Das Goswami, there's a reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him Govardhan Shila. They say because Raghunath Das Goswami was not born in a Brahmin family, and therefore he wasn't qualified to worship Shalagram Shila. And therefore they just gave him Govardhan Shila. And that Govardhan Shila is just some sentimental thing. They couldn't understand. And this actually is an essential point in the Govardhan Leela. Who, and as Maharaj was bringing up, what is the identity of Giriraj? And Sachinanda Maharaj, I'm sure, will speak about this in the next few days. People have a very difficult time understanding. These Brahmins, although they were very learned, they had a very difficult time understanding. Why? Because Giriraj's worship's not described in any Shastra. It's not found in Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam or any Vedic literature. It's described by our Goswamis, but not in any original Shastra. Because Giriraj's worship is a very, very confidential thing. And those people who are smarta Brahmins, like the Yajna Brahmins in Mathura, who are trying to hold their wives back from going to Krishna, they can't understand the worship of Giriraj. In Giriraj's supreme position, the Giriraj is greater. He's Haridasavaryo, Hantaya Madhur Abala Haridasavaryo. He's such a great personality, and this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself because he's the greatest devotee. Because a devotee is even greater than Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, on one occasion, he said that the Mayavadis, they desire to become one with the Lord. But the Vaishnavas get something greater. They become greater than God. And therefore, Mother Yashoda, she ties up Krishna. And Krishna becomes afraid of her and is rubbing his eyes and crying. Because a devotee, due to their love, they become more powerful than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's described by Krishna in the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya. Sadamuktopi badhosmi bhaktena sneharajubi. That although I'm Mukunda, I'm the giver of liberation to everyone, still I become bound up by the love of my devotees, because the devotees are greater than me. So Giriraj, his greatest feature is as a devotee. But those smarter persons who are just looking to see things in Shastra, they can't understand that. They can't understand how Krishna favored Giriraj so much. And therefore Raghunath Das Goswami, he prays, Nija Nikata Nibasam Dehi Govardhanatvam. Oh Giriraj, please grant me residence near you. Nirupadi Karunena Sri Sachi Nandanena. I felt very happy when we came in the room and we see all the pictures everywhere of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das Goswami, he's praying, Nirupadi Karunena Sri Sachi Nandanena. This is how I've come to Giriraj, by the karuna of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Sachinandan Maharaj. This is how we've come here. And what is that karuna? It's nirupadi karunena. It's karuna with no upadis, no designations. Not that, oh, you're a woman, or you're an American, or you're a Russian, or you're a Brahmin. No, there's no upadis. Nirupadi karunena, sisachinandanena, twai kapati satopi. Even though kapati, I'm a cheater. Sato, I'm a debauchee. And he prays to Giriraj Maharaj. Iti kalu mama yogya, yogyatam tamagrinan. Please don't consider my yogyata, my qualification or my disqualification. Simply nija nikata nibasam dehi gobardhanatvam. Give me residence near you. And this is the kind of mercy that's available from Krishna Kripa Srimurti, the embodiment of Krishna's mercy, which is the bhakta. And the devotees are more merciful than Krishna. Therefore, the devotees are considered to be the medium by which Krishna gives his mercy. So we've come here to this Govardhan retreat this year with great expectations. Nirupadi karunena sisachinandanena, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we've been able to approach Giriraj Maharaj by the mercy of Sachinandan Maharaj. We're here, and we want to come here and hear from Birijan Prabhu, and Sachinandan Maharaj, and Mother Jagat Tarini, because by doing that, we'll get some mercy. This is some service that we can do. This is a Vaishnav Sangha, and in a Vaishnav Sangha, it's not that the speakers are better than the listeners, but everyone is doing some service. And hearing is also a kind of service. And if the speaker thinks that he's better than the listeners, he has a misconception. Just like if a pujari opens the curtains at 4:30 in the morning at the Krishna Balaram Mandir and looks out and sees 200 devotees and thinks, wow, look, everybody came to see me today. Pretty good, huh? He's a badmas. In Hindi, they say a rascal. They came to see Krishna Balaram, Shishi Radhisham Sundar, and Gorni Tai. And so if the speaker thinks, oh, everybody's here to listen to me, then he's a badmas, a rascal. Rather, he should serve all the listeners. And the listeners also serve. Because the deity of a Vaishnav Sangha is Krishna Katha and Krishna Nam. So I came here with great eagerness to try to get the mercy of Giriraj Maharaj and Sachinandan Maharaj and all the devotees here. Please be kind to us and let us take part in this Govardhan retreat. Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ke! Vancha kalpadarubhischa kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo.